Welcome, everyone. Thank you. We start with a small introduction to have a bit of context about Jubaco. I'm Mathieu Gauthier. I'm a freelance developer, and I'm working. My main client is a QX project, and for there, I'm the lead developer of LibZim. What is QX? QX is a project to provide content where internet is not there. And the question we try to answer, and we have answered, is how to distribute static website. And for example, if you don't know all Wikipedia in English, it's 95 gigabytes and it's 6.5 billion articles and media. And to do that, we use the ZIM format. It's an archive format for web content. And content is partially compressed, so you can compress textual content or not compress images or videos. And you can do a random access without initial decompression, so you can access the content inside your archive directly. It works well and pretty efficient, but there is a few flaws within the design, and the archive is really tied to web content and to QX. And you cannot add another metadata. So the question I try to answer is, could we reuse the ZIM format, the good idea of the ZIM format, and do better and more generic? So here is Jubaco. Jubaco is a Japanese name for the bento boxes, and it's small boxes you can compose the way you want, depending on your needs. And Jubaco is a new format, independent of QX project, and this is a good idea of ZIM format, but generic. And Jubaco is a meta container. It told you how to store things, but it's up to you to decide what do you want to store and how do you want to organize them. And there is a reference library written in Rust. The feature of Jubaco, it's mainly read-only archive or mainly read-only. This is selective compression, so you can compress the content or not. No initial decompression needed, and you can do random access on the archive. It's configurable, so you can decide which property you want on the entries. There is an extension system, so your user can download an archive, and they can download extra content to add content to the archive you provide. It's embeddable in other files, and it's composable, so you can compose different kind of entry together in the same container. There is checksum, and few features to do. Signature and encryption, direct access to uncompressed content, content deduplication, modification, diff and patch between archive, and overlay. Let's have a quick tour on the internal structure. The Jubaco container are organized about around packs. There is three kind of packs: the manifest pack, the content, and the directory. Each pack can be stored individually in a file in the file system, or they can be put together in one file, and then you distribute this file to your user. The manifest pack is the main pack. This is a pack you will try to open when you want to open the Jubaco container. And it's mainly a list of all the other packs of the container. The content pack is a pack which contains the raw content, compressed or not, and without any metadata. And the directory pack is where you store the entries, and the entries can point to content in the content pack. This is a configurable part of Jubaco. And inside directory pack, there is entries with a specific schema. So you have to define the schema, and the schema is the series of properties and their types. The content is just a property. It's a link to the content in the content pack, so you can have entries that point to several contents or no content at all. And each entry, each schema can be can contain variants. It's kind of union or enum in programmation C or Rust. And you can have different kind of entry inside one directory pack. Which use case? Why you would like to use Jubaco? The first use case is file archive. there is a tool aux, which is an equivalent of tar. And here we have one kind of entry with three variants, file, symlink, and directory. All three variants share two common property. And for example, the file variants add a pointer to a content, symlink are the target link, and the directory just store the first and pointer to the first entry and the number of entry in the directory. So it's a kind of an organization and a three structure as a file system. There is no Unix property for now, but just mainly because Aux is pretty young and I don't want to bother with them while testing Aux and Jubaco, but easy to add. It's a file archive, so we can compile a bit Aux with tar to see how Jubaco and Aux perform. If we take the Linux source code, the full Linux source code is more than 1 gigabyte, and both tar and Aux are compressing the source code is about 130 or 40 megabytes. Creation time, Aux is a bit faster than tar. And extraction time, we are pretty close. Aux is a bit slower, but we have someone pretty close. Both tools are pretty close. What is interesting is when we try to list the content of the archive, tar took almost the same time that extraction, because to list the content in the tar archive, you need to uncompress all the content. On Aux, it's very faster because the list of the entry are separated from the content itself. If you want to extract only one content from the archive, and we try to what I call dumping, and when you try to dump a third of all the entries, you can see that Aux is really, really, really faster. And the same way, extracting one entry from the tar is pretty close from the time of listing the content, the same way as you need to uncompress all the contents of the tar archive. And Aux, you can locate the content and do a direct access to the content without uncompressing other content. Once, a few things that we can do there is mount the archive, directly mount the archive on the file system. And if you mount the archive and you do a diff of the content between the source, the original source and what is mounted, if you do a diff between two plain directories, it's a bit less than a second. With Aux, it's 4 seconds and a half. And tar is an estimation, it will take something like 10 hours to do the comparison. You can do something even more interesting with a mounted file system, with a mounting Linux source, is compiling the kernel. So if you compile the kernel on the plain file system, it's a bit more than half an hour. And if you compile the kernel using the mounted Aux archive, is a bit less than an hour. What is interesting here is that the compilation is made with G8, so there is 8 processes, and Aux fuse file system is mono-threaded, so there is a huge bottleneck for now. But if we move to a multi-threaded fuse file system, it should be even better. Another use case is Jim. It's an equivalent of Zim format. There is two variants only. And here we are storing the entries as a plain list. There is no tree structure. And the Jim binary just integrates a small HTTP server looking for the entries. What we can do also is we could replace, for example, our RPM and deb with Aux or things based on Jubaco. So you could download your package and not extract it on the file system, just open it directly. and even DEVIL or debug info that could be put in specific content pack of the same archive. So it could simplify the management, and you will not need to have different package to different subtype of content of your packages. OCI container. OCI container are based on Tor. You need to extract them on the file system before running a container. So you could just use args and mount them, or you can even use directly put different layer in different content pack. And so the whole image will be one Jubaco container. File format. Almost all file formats are in fact container for other content. So you could use Jubaco to just organize the content you want to store what you want for your own project and your own file format. Websites, Jubaco is written in Rust. We could run it in WASM. And so Jubaco could run, you could load your Jubaco archive in the browser once and just open it directly in the browser. Backups. Backups, Jubaco is almost incremental by design. If you reuse the content pack of other backups, previous backup, this is incremental. And you can decide which property you want to add. So for example, you can add a checksum on each entry to do a comparison between the content stored in the backup and what you have on the file system. Embedding resources. Jubaco can be embedded in executable programs. Or even more, this presentation. You can download this presentation at this address. And you will have a file, and this file is an args archive. So you can just use the args tool to list the content, extract or mount the archive, and you will have access to all the file of this presentation. It is revealed.js, and it's HTML content. But the same file is also a gem archive, so you can just use the gem tool to just save the content and open a browser to the local host 800. And the same files is also a program. So if you make it executable, you can run the program itself to mount, extract, or save the content. What is interesting is that between args, the content is not shared. It is an args and gem archive, but it's just a view to the same content. There is no duplication. It's not two archives put together. It's really one archive with two kind of view of the same content. And the last line is the exact command used to serve this actual presentation. Conclusion, this is a new way of thinking. We could use the archive directly instead of extracting it, so we can reinvent the world without thinking about using directly the archive. It's a new way of thinking. It's generic. It's a command-based tool that can adapt to different usage. But it's pretty new. Maybe some crash. And you can expect maybe some change in the specification. Thank you.
Are there any questions?
How do you compare to GrammFS?
Can you repeat the question?
Okay.
How does your format compare to GrammFS?
I don't know. I know about SquashFS. But the thing is that Jubaco is not a file system. Args is an archive to store files, but Jubaco is not. So Jubaco is more generic than GrammFS or SquashFS, probably. And args compared to SquashFS is half slower than SquashFS. On the size, Arcs is better, but on the performance is slower.
Any ideas on implementing this or in other languages?
We could implement that in other languages. Yeah.
Repeat the question because yeah. For the
Could we re-implement this in other languages? You could. There is the specification is language agnostic, but I've just implemented the reference library in Rust. That all, but the specification is public. Sorry. That zip is pretty small. Zip is slower than Arc in almost any kind of operation, and is bigger than Arc also.